Just to look around, you think that Christmas was already here. And yet, we as Catholics retain something of an instinct that there is still something worth waiting for. Because while we do say, and properly so, that Christmas is about giving, and certainly this must be true, above all, actually, I would say that Christmas is, in fact, about receiving, about getting something. And as shocking as it might be to say that in Christian terms, it's true, because we receive our Lord Jesus Christ as a babe once again, our Lord and Savior, come to redeem the world. But while in general it's easy to fall into saying, okay, if I'm receiving something, I want it now. But it is all the more important for us to say, I want something and I know I'm not ready for it. I must wait. And so it is with the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whether it be the recalling of the first one or thinking of the one that is to come, as we hear in the gospel today, this is preparing us for Christmas. Because are we willing to be those who, all these frightening things coming, to stand erect and be ready? It's like, oh yeah, the end is coming. Really? Or are we rather still somewhat afraid because we know that we're not ready? That if our Lord were to come into our house today, we'd say, wait, I'm not ready. That's why we have Advent. Because we know that we're not ready, and now we have a concrete period of time to prepare ourselves. Because even though we think of our Lord Jesus Christ, small and meek in the manger, we also know he is the one who is coming to judge the heavens and the earth by fire. We have the hope of standing erect on that day, but let us prepare ourselves. Prepare ourselves how? More frequent prayer, meditation on what it is we're preparing for, not serving ourselves, but serving others. Confession of our sins. All these things, if we do them well, then we will be ready when Christ comes knocking. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.